Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, let me tell you what this special edition of Opinions Matter is all about. These are the bits that you never hear on our podcast. So every afternoon when we are doing our podcast, we record it live on our Facebook page. So we broadcast live on Facebook. That generates phone calls, which makes a podcast for us, essentially. But before we record the bit that you get to hear on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, we sit down in the studio, myself and Jeremy, and we just have the bants. We literally talk shite for 10 minutes while the audience on Facebook builds up a little bit. And some of the conversations we've had over recent months are so inane, we thought, we may as well make a podcast out of it. So the way we're going to do this is every day this week, starting on Tuesday, you will hear Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. And the utter rubbish that we spoke about. These are the bits you never get to hear on our normal podcast. So, for example, you will hear how Jeremy witnessed a guy lobbing the gob while her fella was in the jacks. You will hear how Jeremy suggested to me that in order to scratch my back, I should probably visit a brothel, which he did back in the day. And you'll also hear Jeremy's belief that a security guard is actually a failed Garda, much to the annoyance of many security guards, and much more besides. It's the banter bit of the Opinions Matter podcast. You'll either love it or you'll hate it. We hope you like it, and if you do, you can let us know. So let's kick off with the rubbish we spoke on Tuesday. Now, there we go, there we go. You're very welcome to OM. This is Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. I'm Adrian and he's Jeremy.
26.
It's not the 26th.
Last day. No, that was the last day I was in this room.
You were here on Stephen's Day?
Yes.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
What were you doing here on Stephen's Day?
Because you left the radiator on.
No, I didn't. No, no.
You had
no,
to come in.
No.
And,
yeah. Anyway, good afternoon, everybody. You're very welcome to the program.
Oh, very welcome.
I was asked here at 31. That was the last time I was here.
Oh, you were here yesterday.
Oh, I was here yesterday as well. Yes, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you're all in good fettle.
Fettle? Who says
fine
that?
Someone I know actually said it to me the other day.
Who? How are you, Jeremy? I hope you're in fine fettle.
Yeah, that's what he said, fine
what
fettle.
What does that even mean?
It means being in good form and stuff like that.
What are you doing there? Can I just ask?
I have a seat there. Yeah, there we go. Happy. I hope you all had a great new year and all that. And but it's only to say, you were here yesterday saying all that.
Yeah,
crap,
so I did. I said all that, yeah.
There's no need. Now, we have a lot of calls that we want to get through today, so we'll cut the bull. I do have a great story for you guys, but I'll keep it until tomorrow about something that happened over the Christmas period.
The Christmas period?
Yeah.
You had your period over Christmas?
No, I don't get my periods anymore since I got the old snippity-doo-dah.
I see. Oh, come on, tell us the story now. Come on, I'm hanging on your every word.
That's very quick. So I had a moral dilemma over Christmas at one of my gigs, okay. Ladies and gentlemen. So listen to this and tell me if you think, well, I'm not going to tell you what I did, and let's see if people can guess. Let's see how well you know me, and what do you think I did? So, at my gig, I do many, many gigs.
You do one a week.
No. Oh, out the door over Christmas, out the door, in demand. Pete Tong, the Pete Tong of Ireland is what they call me.
Nobody ever. Go on anyway.
It's actually on my business card, the Pete Tong of Ireland. Anyway, at one of my many gigs over the Christmas period, one of the places I was DJing, mm-hmm. there was a couple on a night out. And they looked like they were first daters.
Okay, lovely, great. First night out, yeah.
They looked like they were a couple because they weren't arguing. Like, if you look at me and my wife.
Oh, it's constant.
Constant
faces,
arguing.
Yeah.
Well, what are you drinking? Blah, 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 blah. I'm moaning about everything.
Yeah, it sounds like one of our nights out.
So they were actually getting on, so I had to be a first date. Anyway, they were having a first date, and as the night went on, they progressively got drunker and drunker and drunker.
As you do, yeah.
And, well, no, you do, I don't. No, the one that's one too many.
What?
No, the
anyway, go on. We're getting drunker and drunker.
Your liver's as black as
the ace of spades.
But you can't say that anymore.
Why?
You can't.
The ace of spades is very black.
No, you can't say that.
I just did.
Your liver's as black.
Or the ace of clubs. That's black as well.
Your liver's as black as Denzel Washington.
Please.
Anyway, go on, will you?
Anyway, they were drinking. Yep. Anyway,
having the crack.
Your man got up to go to the toilet. Now, I knew he was going to the toilet because he headed towards the toilets.
Okay.
And it was packed, because all my gigs are packed. Very popular. A lot of customers want to come and see me play. So
you said Saturday was dead.
This was weeks ago, just before Christmas. Anyway, he went to the toilet.
Right.
And as he was gone to the toilet, this lech of a man, lecherous man.
Okay, so we'll call him the lech.
Moved in and started chatting to your woman. Men are scum.
Well, men are scum,
the fella was literally gone to the toilet.
And your man swoops in.
Now, I have to say, he was a good-looking bloke. You know who he looked like?
Go on.
Timothée Chalamet. You know Timothée Chalamet?
Hello.
Timothée Chalamet. One of the most famous actors in the world. Playing Bob Dylan in the new movie as well. It was Willy Wonka.
Timothée Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Oh, yeah.
Chalamet. You know who Timothée Chalamet is?
Why, is he gorgeous or something?
Oh, women would swoon over him, yeah.
Really?
They would. Timothée and Jeremy would be on a par, kind of.
Yeah, okay, go on anyway. So your man swoops in.
No, he did look like Timothée Chalamet, like he was a good-looking fella. Anyway, they're chatting for about 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And this fella was a quick mover, and he ends up lobbing the gob on her.
So your man goes for his wee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a poo. Probably whatever. Poo, because no, the wee, he would have been back. It was a poo, I'd say.
He went off to do his business, yeah?
Yeah.
And your man swoops.
Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, swoops in.
Yeah.
And
now he was smooth, I have to say. He was very, very smooth.
But anyway, so he was loving
the hair flicker.
Oh, right.
You know, man, flicked their hair. Yeah, he was one of those.
My fucking head in.
Oh, yeah, you didn't see the woman he kissed. Like, when was the last time you kissed a woman in a bar? Wham, were in the charts. George Michael was alive. Anyway, your man lobs the gob on her.
Yeah.
And then he leaves and goes. So she obviously said to him, here, the fella I'm on a date with comes back. The fella comes back out of the toilet and sits back down. And everybody, all the customers
are staring at him.
Are going,
what just happened here?
This fucking Egypt's just been played and he doesn't know. So he comes back from the toilet and is oblivious to the fact that 40 seconds ago she's been kissing Timothée Chalamet.
Right.
And I'm there.
Which may or may not have been him. Probably not.
It wasn't Timothée Chalamet. And I have a moral dilemma here. So I can tell this bloke.
Tell which bloke?
By the way, when you were in the Jacks,
Oh, yeah, she was getting it together with Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah. Or I can just mind my own business, MYOB. Now, what did I do? Let's see if comment on Facebook in the comment section. What did I do?
I'm thinking that
you know me a long time.
I do, yeah.
You know that I'm a bit of a busybody.
You are.
I like to stick my oar in.
You do.
Where it's not wanted.
Absolutely. Well,
that's probably illegal now. You can't do that anymore.
Well, you never could. Can I just tell you?
You couldn't. You actually couldn't.
You were never allowed to stick your oar in where it wasn't wanted.
No, you literally weren't. You literally weren't.
I'm going to guess. Now, you don't have to tell me yet, because we'd see what other people think, yeah?
Yeah.
So there's your man. He comes back from the Jack.
Timothée Chalamet's gone now.
Yeah, he is.
But he moved in. No, he's not gone. Timothée Chalamet's standing over in the corner.
Okay, so.
And he can see. He's like going, yeah.
So your man swoops in, yeah?
Timothée.
Was your woman gorgeous?
Yeah, she was.
All right, okay.
Yeah, she was.
So he swoops in. Kissing away. And then he legs it.
Yeah, yeah.
Then your man comes back.
From the toilet.
The whole pub is looking at him.
Well, the whole pub knows.
What's
after happening. So they're all aware that this fella is being played for a fool. And God love him, he's sitting down. Now, he's not as good looking as Timothée Chalamet. Timothée Chalamet was gorgeous. This fella's a bit of a... I'd say she's regretting even going out on a date with him. But still, if you're going out on a date with someone, respect them on the night.
Oh, but, sorry, going back to your original point, these are first daters, you reckon?
Well,
They're new.
They were.
Okay, so there's no exclusivity there.
Well, there's that. There is that.
Yeah, no exclusivity if they're only brand new out of the box.
How many times have you used that excuse?
Oh, all the time.
It's
the only excuse I can ever come up with.
It's a great
excuse. You're with me 20 years. I know, but it's not exclusive.
No, the Ross one. We were on a break. That's what it is.
So, yeah, they're new. So the question is, what did you do? I'm going to suggest that
it's not a suggestion. You're guessing.
Oh, okay. I'm guessing that you actually did go over and say it to him.
The girl you're on at night, that was a slut.
Well, I don't think you said it in those words.
Okay.
Here, mate, you were played while you were in the Jacks.
Yeah, so you think I couldn't...
Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to myself.
Yeah.
Yep. Timothy couldn't keep it to himself.
But he wasn't out very long, was he?
No, he gave me, it was a nice kiss, so he gave her a nice kiss, I have to be honest with you.
And then legged it. But then, like I said, if they're first daters, no exclusivity.
Again, AJ's been using that since Wham was in the charts.
Yeah. No, I think you said it to him, but I don't think you had any right to say it to him. It's none of your business.
Okay.
Anybody know? Anybody guess?
You told him, and he tore the bloke's hair out. Ooh. He ran and grabbed the hair off the floor. He said, it was getting silly. That's getting too technical and stuff like that. No, that's absolutely not what happened. But do you think I told him? We could be here all day guessing. I didn't. That's the bottom line.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't.
And well, I'm glad you didn't.
And when I didn't, I went home and I regretted it.
Ah, no, I'm glad you didn't.
No, bros before hoes. That's bros before hoes.
He's no bro of yours. You don't know the guy.
No, I always put bros before hoes. No.
So, I'm glad you didn't. It wouldn't have been right. It would not have been right.
Why?
It just wouldn't, because you don't know. They could be in an open relationship for all you know. You just don't know.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm glad you didn't. I'm actually quite proud of you.
No, I don't want you to be proud. I never want you to be proud of me. You're a despicable human
what?
Being. You're a despicable
human being. I'm really, really proud of you.
What's it written on the hand again? We are not exclusive. Is that what it's...
Okay, so he didn't. And ladies and gentlemen.
If that fella is actually listening, because you're a lovely fella. Oh, that's
how do you know he's a lovely fella?
Later on the night he was up asking for songs and all
oh,
that.
Oh really?
Oh, I feel terrible. I feel terrible. I should have told him.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to today's Opinions Matter.
By the way, for those of you who didn't know, you learned something from today's show. You know who Timothy Chalamet is now. How did you not know who he is? He goes out with your woman.
Who?
Bruce Jenner, or whatever his name is.
Bruce Jenner.
What's his name? What's her name?
He goes out with Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner's about 90.
Whatever. One of the Jenners. Who's Bruce?
The da, who's now the ma.
No, it's not her then. Or him. Or they. I don't know. He goes out with one of them anyway.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to today's Opinions Matter.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
There we go. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Opinions Matter with A and J. I'm A, he's J.
Let's keep the banter at the start. You can't win with people.
You can't win?
Yeah, you know the lickers who watch this live video that we're doing now?
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Amanda, by the way. Amanda says hello to all of you. You can't win with the lickers.
Why are you calling people lickers? What does that even mean?
The ones who watch the video and moan about everything, those ones. When we don't talk at the start of the show and talk about bullshit, people go mad. And when we do, they go, oh, get on with the show. I'm sick of hearing these stories. You can't win. So we're not doing any banter at the start of the show.
No, we are.
No.
I have a question.
Yeah, go on.
How do you scratch your back when the itch is right below your shoulder blade? I've an itchy back, yeah?
I get my kids to do it.
But are they here now? No.
No, they're actually not.
No, you didn't bring them today.
No.
So you get your kids to do it. So what do I do? How do I cope?
What?
How do you scratch your back when there's nobody around to scratch the thing for you?
A hooker. Imagine being a hooker.
It's an expensive way to get your back
scratched. Imagine if you were walking like through town one night and you had an itchy back and the only option was to go into a... Is there even brothels in town?
I don't know.
Just checking. I'm sure I was in a brothel before.
Were you?
Hello.
Hello.
For a show.
A brothel? No, you were in a lap dancing club.
No, I was in a brothel. I can never remember if you can pronounce the H. Is it T-H?
Yeah, a brothel, yeah.
Is it brothel? Or
no, it's not a brothel.
I think it's a brothel.
It's not, you fool.
Anyway, yes, for the nighttime show.
Yeah.
Sorry, have I lost your interest already? Sorry, hello, Kate? Hello?
Well, that's before the facts.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know, just take it easy now.
Anyway, yes, for our nighttime show, many, many years ago, yeah? We were doing a thing on prostitution in Dublin, and I went to a brothel. It doesn't sound right when I say it that way. Brothel. Which was just off Leeson Street in this big... This is an interesting story, by the way, guys. And I'll give you the story briefly and then we'll move on.
Okay? Yeah, go on, yeah.
It's in the most unlikely... So when you think of a brothel,
mm-hmm.
you think of a seedy place, you know, some shed out of back garden or something like that.
Yeah, sheds and back gardens.
In Cool Mine or something like that.
In Cool Mine?
Well, I don't know. Just Perrystown.
Where was the brothel you were in?
Well, that's the point. The brothel I was in was on Leeson Street in this big Georgian house with steps going up to it and pillars and the whole lot. And Remember, we arranged it that day that I would go down and interview the woman, the prostitute in the brothel. So anyway, do you? Are you just saying that?
Sort of, yeah. No, I do remember you being in the lap dancing club.
Nah, yeah, then that was, yeah.
I'm titillated.
I did say
that's
that.
That's what you said.
Yeah. Well, I had a tit in my mouth at the time. Jesus, those were the days. Anyway, so I went down and walked up the steps and knocked on this big Georgian door.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman answers the door in just a negligee.
As you do.
Well, she was a hooker. And I ended up interviewing her. So it completely blew my mind because I'd never been to a brothel and I haven't been to one since.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure. Okay. Not positive though.
I'm pretty sure it's positive. Anyway, it's not. It blew my.
But you were meant to be working.
No, it blew my expectations because I always imagined it to be. Because you've been to Amsterdam, and have you seen the red light district? Oh, have you? Interesting.
I have. Yeah.
The brothel was like a high class brothel. Like there was shower areas and all that, and there was. You know, it was just a lovely, lovely experience, I have to say, to see what it was like. And I interviewed your woman live on the radio.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah.
And it was weird interviewing a woman in a negligee sitting opposite me. And that was it. So
that was it. That's your story.
Oh, no, we were in a brothel in Spain. Remember, we went in by mistake.
Yeah.
No, we didn't mean to be in the thing.
When?
It's okay. You weren't with the current one when it happened.
When?
What?
What did we do?
Our first show that we did in Spain. Remember, we used to do shows in Spain. Remember
in Ibiza,
we had a big show. Remember the big show?
Yeah, in Ibiza, yeah.
And we went.
Where all the piss heads turned up.
And we asked one, you know, the girls that stand on the street and all, come on in here, get your drinks, get your drinks. And we said to her, we were looking for a decent bar to go to. So, down the street on the left, down the street on the left. She sounded like Danny Dyer. And we went down the street and we went into this bar. And I remember you saying to me, why is this bar completely dark in the middle of the day? And the next minute, these women come over and they're like, good afternoon. How much you pay? And I was like, let's get the hell out of here. So we ended up inadvertently in a brothel. I never pulled out so quick in my whole life.
I'm dealing with this. Have a look there. Have a look.
What?
I'm just dealing with something.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so yes, I do remember that in Ibiza. Yes, 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 yes.
Do you remember? And you turned around to me and said, this isn't a normal bar. And I was like, what is it? And he says, it's a brothel. And then your woman came over and she was like, sucky, sucky. And I thought that was the name of a cocktail. I was
like, I'll have one of them.
I'll have one of them, please. And can I get a sucky, sucky chaser as well? So yes, I've been in two brothels.
In your lifetime?
In my life. I've never engaged or paid for jiggery pokery, I have to say.
Okay.
If you were to say, okay.
So if you walked into a brothel, can I just ask you?
I don't want you to
know. Hello, how are you? I wonder, do you have any jiggery pokery available? Who would say that?
I don't know why I said that. Now, without naming names, Adrian, and a lot of you watching the show on Facebook now might have, out of all the people, guys, who comment on Facebook or WhatsApp us or ring the show.
Yeah.
Which ones do you think are more likely to have visited a brothel?
Oh, jeez, you can't say that.
Without naming names. Now, I know one. We know one, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
110%. I'll even go higher. 150%. There's one particular listener that we have, and I haven't got a doubt in my mind
that he's a frequenter
not
of.
Not only that he hasn't been once. This man is, as you say,
he lives there.
He literally, when he arrives in, it's like, remember that episode Cheers? When you arrive in, they go, Norm!
Yeah.
So when Norm walks in, they all go, you're back again. I'd say half that man's wages go on.
Can I just say, it is slightly scurrilous.
But nobody knows who we're talking about.
No, I know.
I know. But would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Mm. Anyway.
Anyway, that's our brothel story. I don't even know how we ended up talking.
How did we end up talking about that?
Oh, because I was saying, if you have an itchy back and you're walking through town, you've nobody to scratch it.
Oh, get a prostitute.
Get a prostitute to scratch your back. It's the easiest €50 they'll ever earn.
But it's one of the best excuses I've ever heard.
The easiest 50
euro. So herself finds out I was with a prostitute and I just say she was scratching me back.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, it would be no shock. Because the only woman who would voluntarily have sex with you would be a prostitute.
You bastard.
You couldn't pay her enough.
You bastard.
You literally couldn't pay her enough. You'd have to sign
You're
over.
You're a bad egg.
You'd have to sign a check over to her. Do prostitutes take checks?
Who writes checks?
I found my old permanent TSB checkbook actually the other day. Is it still valid?
I've no idea. Who writes checks?
Oh, I used to love writing checks.
What even is a check?
I remember when they sent me out a checkbook, it felt so important.
Did you?
Yeah.
You need to get out a bit more.
I really do need to get out more. Anyway, can we get on with the show?
I think so. I think it's that time. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hang on a sec. Hang on a sec. Yeah, this is interesting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm always interested in stuff like that.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Here's a text message. Adrian, I have photographs of you entering a well-known brothel on Parnell Street. Pay me 50 grand and I'll...
Who said this?
I'm saying it.
No.
Oh, it'd be great. If I got photographs of you coming out of a brothel now, I'd literally... What's the word when you...
You'd blackmail me.
Blackmail. Is that the word? No, that's not the word.
Well, yeah. What would you want?
Oh, I'd look for...
My car.
And I wouldn't drive that piece of dirt.
What?
That's a piece of...
Oh, you haven't been in it.
Oh, I have. Yeah, so with the prozzies. Is it blackmail? Is that the word?
Blackmail,
no,
yeah.
That's not the word.
Yeah.
When you have dirt on someone and you...
Yeah, you want to blackmail them.
No, that's not blackmail.
What?
I can't remember what the word is first. I'd get 50 grand out of you or ruin your reputation.
Can I tell you one thing?
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
Ruin your reputation.
Get 50 grand out of me.
No, I'd say if the Evening Herald posted a photograph tomorrow of Adrian coming out of a CD brothel, people would just go, ah, yeah. Legend.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon.
Please use hookers responsibly, by the way. You know what they always say at the end of drinks ads.
What's the connection?
Please drink. You have to say if you're... paying for sex is illegal.
Correct.
Although men do it all the time. I might have a mate. Can I name him?
Yeah, go on. Why not?
No, but just for the first name. Owen.
Right, Owen, yeah.
O-W-E-N.
Okay, yeah.
Spelt the English way. And Owen's fiancé, they're not married yet, fiancé.
Don't even think about doing that.
Only ever gives him sex when... extortion's the word, by the way, I was looking for.
Oh, extortion, yeah.
Extortion, where you try to get money out of someone. And I mean, my mate Owen, who's engaged to be married, can't mention her name because that will narrow it down, but he only gets blowjobs and hand jobs if he buys her a handbag. Yeah, that's a true story.
Really?
Yeah.
So what, does he have a stash of them under the bed so when he's in the mood, here you go, love, there you are.
He buys them on Shein, for fuck's sake. See, he doesn't go to Brent Thomas to buy them, but he'll come home and he'll buy her a bag and nothing turns this woman on more than a handbag. So he'll hand her the handbag, she won't know it's from Temu or Shein, and they'll go upstairs and quick tug. Happy days, everybody's happy.
Jesus.
Yeah. Is paying for sex illegal? It is, though.
Paying for it is, yeah.
As opposed to what?
It's not as illegal to be a prostitute as it is
There's
to pay
another
for
another person, I'd say, though.
Ah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Forgot that person. Yeah.
100%.
No, 1,000,000%.
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
We have so many listeners that use prostitutes. It's unbelievable. Okay. Yeah. If they only knew who we were talking about.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Mind you, what would I know?
Yeah.
What would I know?
Full time.
Do you know what I mean?
Full time.
What would I know?
Very complimentary about this whole setup, though.
I know. They all are. All of them. Really? Every single one of them is.
Good.
Yeah. Constant.
Sorry, we're just blowing smoke up our own arses and telling each other how great
it was. Nice. It was nice, actually. Yeah.
How great we are.
Anyway, we're going to be talking about a lot of angles today. Loads of angles we're going to be talking about on the podcast today. Yeah. That's no use to us.
Yeah, sorry, I have to get this off my chest before we even start. Every day, our team here...
And ourselves.
Yep. Message all of you who comment on the topics to get you onto the show, because you need callers to do a show.
Correct, that's right.
And a lot of you moan about the people who come on the show, but they're available to come on. So if someone's available to come on, they're going to come on. And if you're not available and you're not going to come on, you can't moan about the people that do come on.
Correct.
Anyway, the amount of people that message Amanda or Amanda back and say, I can't come on, I'm in work. And that's fair enough. But what I'm wondering, like there's Brian who just messaged there, I can't come on, I'm in work. What I'm wondering is...
What sort of work do you do?
No, I don't care what job you do. But does nobody get a lunch break anymore? No, that's a genuine question. If you are in work, so say Brian there.
Okay, Brian's in work.
Brian McGovern.
How are you, Brian?
Listen to the show. How are you, Brian?
Good man.
Well, what job or what company does Brian work for that they won't give him an hour's break? Is it not illegal? like, lunch breaks are between 1 and 2, aren't
Not
they?
Necessarily, you see. That's the thing. No. If you're that's working
why,
in retail...
By the way, that's why we decided to do the podcast at this time, because people would be on their lunch break and they'd be available to talk to us. That's the reason we do it. There's no other reason we do it at this time other than that. Because
now, there's Anthony there, and he's right, okay? But Anthony says, you know regular Anthony... Far right, Anthony.
Far right, yeah.
He says, people often moan when I'm on, yet they don't have the guts to go on themselves. And Anthony, you're dead right, Anthony.
I agree with you.
You're 100% right.
He's talking about the liquors who just tap on the keyboard.
Okay, there, Shannon, yeah? I work 13-hour shifts. Lunch is when I have a free minute, not a set time.
13-hour shift is illegal, isn't it?
No.
What?
No.
Anyone working in retail, hospitality and banking have to work through lunch. Well, no, that's not true, Tom. You are entitled by law.
Yeah, but no, the point is, yes, you get a break, but it's not necessarily between 1 and 2.
Sorry, I went into my bank there a couple of weeks ago.
Who goes into a bank?
I had lodgements to make.
Lodgements?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
IGGs.
What's that mean?
Just lodgements. Anyway, I went into the permanent TSB.
Yeah, and it wasn't open.
And there was one person there. That's all that was there. So it's all automated now. So people in banks do nothing but lunch break. If you go down to the central bank, yeah, they're all on their lunch break.
Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Shannon said a moment ago that she works 13 hours of break is when blah, blah, blah.
That's illegal.
Or when another officer comes to relieve me from my break. Another officer. She a guard?
No, she's not a guard.
Is she? What is she?
What?
What is she? Work out what she is.
I don't know.
She's not a guard, but she can have a break when another officer comes and relieves her. Is she in the NYPD?
I doubt it. But the only people, and I don't think we have any of them that listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
The only people that couldn't take a break are heart surgeons. So you couldn't open someone up
and then say, "Here, I'm off for a fag break.
I'm off for my lunch." You couldn't. She couldn't.
No, probably not.
You couldn't be a surgeon, by the way.
Why?
You're a very shaky disposition. You have.
I have.
Yeah, I meant to say that to you a couple of years ago.
No, you're the one with the shaky disposition.
No,
you're constantly fidgeting.
You're a very shaky man.
No.
You're like your man.
Shannon is a security officer. Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's someone who wanted to be a guard but didn't get enough points in the leaving.
What? You don't need points when you're leaving to be a guard.
Anyway, you remind me of your man that sang, Oh, Julie. Do you love me truly?
Who the fuck is that?
Your man.
Oh, Julie.
There's an old piano behind the green door. Your man.
Who are you talking about?
Shaky.
Oh, Shaking Stevens.
Yeah, listen, you've a very shaky disposition. Look, you're going like that in the seat.
I'm going like that in the seat.
Have you got Parkinson's or something?
No, Jesus, don't say that.
Well,
what?
What do you mean don't say that? You could have.
I don't.
And I've just diagnosed you.
Brilliant.
Parkinson's. Anyway, you couldn't be a surgeon. You don't have a steady hand. Look at my hand. Look at this.
Yeah, mine's very steady as well. Look.
Look. Remember your man.
Who?
How are you, head? Remember your mum used to work with that had the shakes?
I do.
We used to call him the hippie shake.
That's an awful thing to say.
You called him worse.
I did. Anyway, good afternoon to all of you.
If you don't get a lunch break, what I would suggest is leave your job, because no job is worth that.
No, what they're arguing is, yes, you might get a lunch break, yeah, but it's not between 1 and 2.
Well, it would be if you... Well, then you have a Mickey Mouse job. Because any decent, proper jobs, like if you go into the city centre,
yeah,
all the people that work in offices and all, you all see them going out into the street at 1 o'clock at the same time. 1 o'clock to 2.
When do you get your lunch break? There you go.
No, I can take it whenever I want.
Yeah, that's the point. A lot of jobs, you can take your break when it suits.
That is the good thing about BYOB.
And then Shannon is annoyed at you. No. Isn't it gas how people assume I wanted to be a guard because I work security and not just because security is what I wanted to do?
No, I'm pretty spot on, I think, with my assertion of the
situation. You wanted to be a guard, but you couldn't.
You get the points, yeah. Like bouncers. They all wanted to be guards, but too thick.
Couldn't speak Irish.
Couldn't speak Irish, so they stand at the door of a nightclub. That's what it is. People used to say that to me for years.
What?
Because they used to call me, remember back in the day, I was the sidekick.
You wear the sidekick.
Hey, don't you?
Yeah, go on.
If you go there, I'm going to look. I'll take this award and smack it across your shaky head. For years, I've had to hear this for years.
Yeah.
How does Adrian like his coffee? Two sugars with milk.
You never made me a cup of coffee in your life.
What's it like being a sidekick? I was never a sidekick. But people always say to me, do you not want your own show? Do you not want your own show? And my point was, no, because when the shit hits the fan, they get rid of the man whose name is on the show.
Well, no, that's not what happened. They get rid of both of us.
Got rid of both of us. Yeah, that didn't work out.
Actually, they didn't get rid of both of us. They got rid of three of us.
Ah, two and a half.
What?
Two and a half.
Would you say that to Katie's face? Would you?
No, absolutely not.
No, you wouldn't. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to today's Opinions Matter. We would love to hear from you.
Oh my God, we have a great show today. If you are from the...
City West area.
Look, your pen is shaking in your hand.
There's nothing shaking there.
That's a lot of shakes there.
No.
I'd say when you masturbate, it's quite rigorous.
What?
Or vigorous. What story is it? Rigorous or vigorous?
Neither. Neither.
Very shaky. Yeah, if you are from the City West part of... Now, this topic isn't necessarily about City West, but this is where it is happening. Mm-hmm. There's an issue happening in City West, and I want to give a warning before we start the podcast, okay?
Oh, sorry. Shun on.
We're over. We're not. Literally.
I went to college and got a degree in law and criminology, and I still picked security.
That's like someone doing a nail degree.
A nail degree? What's a nail degree?
When you get a degree to do nails, and I want to be a doctor, but I'm doing nails now. No, sorry.
You're a prick. You really are. You're an insufferable prick.
Insufferable. At least I don't shake. Anyway, today's topic, we'd be very careful. Actually, I'll explain it on the podcast. There's no point in explaining it yet.
Absolutely not. Because none whatsoever.
There's issues about today's podcast, which I will address in a mo. Okay, are we over the security? Your woman, Shun-On?
I think we're over everything to do with Shun-On.
Over it. Over it and out. Yeah.
What a sheltered life the sidekick has lived if he thinks only good jobs have 1 to 2 p.m. lunch break.
Man, they do. Your standard job has a 1 to 2 lunch break. These people who are commenting are obviously on their lunch break. If you're able to comment on Facebook on a live show, you're obviously on your break.
Or you're not at work. You could be on a day off.
Oh, how are you, doll heads? Good afternoon, doll heads.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sorry, by the way, just as a question.
What? What's the question?
The diaphragm thing. Does that go on the man or the woman?
What?
No, what's that diaphragm thing? You put that over the top of your knob. We're just looking up. Well, I am. I just Googled all the different kinds of contraceptives that are available.
Why?
Because we're going to be talking about it. And I haven't heard of half of this stuff. So one of them is the male condom. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a fan myself.
Why?
Oh, who is?
Why? What's wrong with them?
Oh, they're vile.
Jesus. Opinions Matter would like to encourage you using condoms.
Well, yeah, obviously.
To prevent the spread of sexually transmitted diseases.
Some of our listeners, their dad should have worn condoms.
What?
In fairness, some of our listeners. Or what do they always say? Why didn't your mouth swallow or something?
Ah, stop it, will you? Who says that?
Anyway,
So you're Googling...
the different types of contraceptives that are available.
It's an interesting thing, yeah.
And one is a male condom, which is fair enough. The second one is the Jack and Jill.
Yeah, the pill, yeah.
The thing the woman takes, or doesn't if she wants a free house. She forgets. She takes a tic-tac instead. Ah, lovely house in Watkins Town. Three-bedroom house in Watkins Town.
Oh, you prick of a man.
No, what? That doesn't happen.
Anyway, go on, keep going.
And then there's this thing called a diaphragm.
Yeah. Now, and you want to know, does a diaphragm go on the top of your knob?
Well, I'm looking at the picture of the diaphragm, and it looks like a hat that a sailor would wear or something like that. Look, it's a little cap. And I'm wondering where... Okay, in the art of lovemaking, yeah?
Yeah.
How does the diaphragm operate? it's a fair question.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fair question.
So there you are.
When you're just playing silly buggers?
You're getting down and dirty, yeah?
I genuinely don't know.
And what, you think she just whips out the diaphragm?
But I don't know what, someone explain to me, someone who has a vagina.
So well, no, you can have it explained to you without having a vagina.
Well, no, so my wife, God rest her.
Why, is she dead?
No, she's at home asleep.
Oh, well, God rest her, yeah.
My wife she probably won't want me talking about this. I better not. I know, it's nothing bad. Her choice of contraception has always been the Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
Jack and Jill. It's fool safe. Keep taking it, your grand. Bob's your uncle.
You have three kids, though.
Yeah, they were planned, though.
Oh, they were planned. Okay.
Well, like most Dublin scangers, we plan our families. Thank you very much.
Anyway, so she took the pill, yeah, so until you got it chopped off.
So I'm not acquainted.
Yes, with the diaphragm.
With any other form of contraception. There's another thing here called a UID or an IUD. Like, what the hell is that? A copper device called an IUD. If you stick copper up your jacksie, do you put it up your japs eye?
Can we just go back to the... You want to know whether a diaphragm...
I want to know who uses a diaphragm, male or female, and what part of... Like, do you come into it?
I don't know. I don't have one.
Yeah, because I need a woman. No, I don't mean I need to... No, I mean I need a woman's slant on this. Okay?
So Jeremy, before we started recording today, was Googling different types of contraception for the specific podcast that we're doing today. Yeah?
And this thing comes up called a diaphragm. And it actually, you know what it looks like? If you stick a pole at the end of it, it looks like the thing I used to get all my wife's hair out of the blocked... She's... Sometimes clumps of hair.
Ew.
Or maybe it's
clumps of hair. Where?
Actually, no, it's my pubes. Actually, probably.
Oh Jesus! Where?
In the shower. The stair.
And you have to use a what?
To get my pubes back out. You know, one of those things, a plunger.
You use a plunger on your shower. You disgusting humans.
The stopper. To get the.
Oh Jay, what sort of a kip do you live in?
What's more sort of. I'm just saying it looks like a plunger, and I'm just wondering. Okay, sorry, Angel. Is that person's name? Oh, Angel.
Angela.
Why is she spelled? Why is it spelled Angel?
That's obviously how you spell Angela in Irish. Osquelga.
She says you put it in the vagina. That's all I wanted to know.
There you go.
Now my second question.
Yeah.
How come I've never seen one of these in a shop? Like, how come you don't see them in deals or Pepco?
But they're hardly likely to sell them in deals.
Why wouldn't they sell them in deals? They sell everything in deals. Get a pregnancy test in deals.
Can you?
Yeah. Why, do you need one?
No,
just checking. So you put it in the vagina. Okay, that's fair enough. Now, my second question is, do they come in different sizes? Because no vagina, you wouldn't know, you've only ever had one vagina. But for most normal people who've savoured many vaginas.
Savoured?
That's the wrong word.
Jesus.
No, what's the word I'm looking for? I always pick the wrong word. My mother always says I have the wrong words. Not savoured. Test-driven. No, that's right. Okay, yeah, most men have test-driven different vaginas in their life, yeah?
So hang on, there you are. You're getting down with a woman, yeah, for the first time. Gives a test drive.
Gives a test drive, yeah.
Right, I didn't like that. I'm heading off.
Take your handbrake off.
Right.
So, do they have different sizes of diaphragm? So the diaphragm, obviously, and if it goes in there then, how do you put your Mickey in? Is it not blocking the Mickey?
If anybody listening has ever had a diaphragm, has ever come in contact with a diaphragm, had any knowledge of a diaphragm, can you send us a WhatsApp voice note, please, to 0858252626 and let us know, please, how it works.
It just seems like it's a very...
For some reason, Jeremy needs to know.
No, I don't need to know. I mean, no, I don't use contraception anymore. Snip, snip and all that.
Yeah.
And my sperm is like oatmeal at this stage.
It's like oatmeal.
In fact, yeah, you're more likely to get pregnant from oatmeal than you are from my sperm. Yeah, it's gone. It's gonzo. Sperm is gonzo.
Right.
But it looks very it looks very cavemanish, doesn't it? Like back in the dark ages. That you're shoving this big plunger up your
Up what?
Up your
What word were you about to say?
The word you don't like.
Which is?
I can't.
I say it now.
No, can't.
You can't on not
the,
say it.
On the off chance
that
my mother hears this.
Oh, gee. Because you already told us before, your mother hates that
she
word.
She hates that. Oh, God. I'm not allowed to use that word at all.
So if you got the answer, is that giving you the answer, no?
I do. He is the answer.
You never know. If anybody knows the answer, can you let us know, please? What is... does he have the answer? Well,
I don't know. Let's just check.
Let's give it a go. Okay.
This is from Jason, who has about 15 kids.
Okay, so obviously the diaphragm didn't work very well.
You can't say that, girl.
Hang on. Here we go. Okay. Here's Jason.
Good afternoon, Adrian. Adrian, does he ever think before he opens that fucking mouth of his, does he? Or does he just come, when it pops into his head, it pops straight out through his mouth?
That's
seriously, mate, how do you put up with him day after day?
Yeah, I
wondered that myself.
I need a diaphragm for my mouth.
Yes, you do.
Stop the sperm going in.
So a diaphragm is clinically inserted. It's not something that you buy in the shop. You don't get it in deals and you don't shove it up yourself.
Oh, okay.
A doctor does it for you.
That's a nasty job.
Hmm?
I presume it's a gyno, is it?
I don't know what sort of a doctor it is. Anyway, he shoves it up and it stops the swimmers from swimming up far enough.
So it's like a dam.
It's exactly what it is, yeah.
Like a dam?
Yeah, it's like the Hoover Dam.
I've been to the Hoover Dam before. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't
it? Yeah, Superman wasn't there, though, when I was there.
No, I drove across it and parked the car on the dam, which you're not allowed to do, by the way.
No, I know, yeah.
And I'm like, I parked the car in the middle of the dam, and I'm looking over the dam, as you do, looking down. Go, oh, look at the height of that. And you know you're supposed to get a tennis ball and drop the tennis ball. And this man comes out and shouts at me, Sir! Sir!
Is that what he said?
That's where they speak. What state was that in? It's an awful state, actually.
What Nevada, state? Is it Nevada?
No, it's not Nevada. It's the one, the other one.
Colorado.
No, it's the other one. The third one.
The third one?
It's not...
It is, Nevada.
It's not Nevada. Arizona.
Arizona. No.
Or Colorado. Maybe it's Colorado.
Anyway, what about it?
Anyway, I'm parked on the Hoover Dam and your man's screaming at me, You're not allowed to park here, sir! This is a protected dam! Now, what did you think I was going to do? Oh, he could have thought I had a bomb in the car.
Or you might have been going to jump.
Anyway, I don't know why we're talking about the Hoover. If you ever go to Colorado, make sure you check out the Hoover Dam.
Which may or may not be in Colorado.
Jesus, hang on. What state
is the Hoover Dam in?
Who's it named after?
Hoover.
Who? Which who's Hoover, though?
I don't know. Will you get on with it?
Arizona, Nevada.
Yeah, there you go. It's on the border.
Yeah. Amazing thing to go to.
So it's nowhere near Colorado. If you're in Colorado, don't go looking for the Hoover Dam because you won't find it.
I don't even know why I say Colorado because I don't even know where Colorado is on the map.
Anyway.
JD, me. Oh, here's Polly, our friend Polly.
Yeah, go on. What's Polly saying?
JD, me. Ma said you'd want to wash your mouth out with a bar of soap. I haven't said anything that's rude, actually, Polly.
You did. You said the word your mother hates.
No, you said it. I will never say that G word on this show ever, ever. And Vanessa's saying, my God, sex education. Well, here's the thing, Vanessa. When I went to school in the late 80s, early 90s, I think I started... No, sorry, I was in preschool in 1989. Play school.
You were in play school in 1989 at 15 years of age. You were in play school.
15 in 1989.
Your maths is very, very bad.
But yours is if you think I was 15 in 1989. The thing is, Vanessa, when I went to school, there was no such thing as what's that subject called they all do in school?
CPSE.
CPSE. There was no CPSE. And basically, what you learned about sex and geese, as Adrian says, you learned from the back of the bike shed. The lads had a magazine.
So do you now know what a diaphragm is?
It looks vile, doesn't it?
It's a contraption that goes up there and it...
And does it stay up there and continuously?
But I assume so.
I have another question, but I can't ask it. It's too far. The other question with the things that pop into my head. I'll ask you, but I'll do it in a roundabout way.
Okay.
We don't want to lose our five listeners.
Go on. Quick.
If the dam is there...
Yeah.
So you know the Hoover Dam?
Yeah. Stops the water.
Yeah. But the water is nowhere to go. So the water all gangs up behind the Hoover Dam. Have you ever been to the other side of the Hoover Dam?
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's water, but it's water.
Yeah.
And the water is building up pressure.
Yeah.
So where does...
I don't know.
Where did the swimmers go?
I don't know. I don't need to know. I don't need to know.
No, but I think you do need to know. So when the doctor takes out the... so many questions. But diaphragms...
Are you finished now?
Okay. Does Jared drink before he starts the show? No, Sean.
He probably should.
But Sean, I'd put the question to you. I bet you don't know where the sperm goes. That's a fair question. So is there a woman walking around at the moment?
No. I don't even need to think about this.
No, just ask, is there a woman walking around at the moment?
There's loads.
Can I just say, and I want to... encourage the use of contraception because most of you are so uneducated you probably shouldn't have kids. But if you're choosing contraception, can you please not opt for the diaphragm method? I would even opt for the what other one, the pull out early.
That's not guaranteed anything.
What?
There's no guarantee there.
Oh, I know someone. In fact, we both know someone.
Do we?
Oh yeah, very, very close to us.
Who does what?
Who does the pull-out method?
Who?
I'm doing it to protect their identity.
Well, give me a hint.
Someone very close to us.
Very close to us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who may not want kids.
Right.
And uses the withdrawal.
No idea what you're talking about now, to be honest.
You do? That person there.
That person there?
Hang on. Don't say when I type it now.
How would you possibly know that information?
It came up in conversation before.
What?
When I asked.
That person's preferred method of contraception is whip it out.
Whip it out, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Can I just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a guaranteed form of contraception.
Ah, I'd say it is.
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh,
anyway.
You're not going to get pregnant if you're shooting it at the curtains. Can I get your curtains pregnant?
Oh, here, enough.
Somebody says, is it JJ? We can't talk about JJ.
No, for legal reasons.
Because he doesn't work for us anymore.
I can't believe that.
Paul Brady.
What?
I mean, you love your song. What's his song again? Paul Brady's song?
Crazy Dreams or something like that.
I can't remember. But Paul Brady says it drips down her leg.
Ah, stop it. Okay, enough. Thank you.
That's the podcast done for today.